Good morning, everyone. Chuck Gines here, documenting the human experience. Just one guy in search of the true, the good, and the beautiful. Welcome to the Chuck Gines podcast. Today is Friday, August 4th, 2023. And today we're going to talk a little bit about, did Trump really believe that the election was stolen? This seems to be in the dialogue online. And one of the reasons for this is it has to do with criminal intent. If Trump knowingly knew the election was not stolen, would show that he did not have criminal intent. There's a couple different aspects to this. First of all, even if he did believe that the election was stolen, and if he really did believe that, then we got more serious problems than we even imagined, right? But even if he really did believe that the election was stolen, that does not give him the green light to conspire with other people to create illegal fake electors and try to get the president to overturn the election. It's kind of like if I believe that my neighbor stole my wallet, right? Well, that doesn't give me a green light to go break into their house or do some sort of illegal activity, right? So, even if he did believe, there's still a case here, you know. But let's look at this for a second. Did he really believe? And some people think this is going to be hard. They're going to be hard-pressed to show this. And I kind of disagree with that. And here's why I disagree with that. You know, I was on the Morning Answer on their thread there this morning, putting some pretty good quotes, lengthy quotes from the actual indictment. And again, everybody wants to sidestep everything when you actually get into the indictment. And this is one of the things I notice. Unfortunately, you know, if you watch one channel, they say that Donald Trump's the worst person in the world and this indictment's going to bury him in jail forever. And then you put on Dan and Amy, and Dan Proft is saying that there's nothing to it. It's just totally frivolous, you know? That's like, holy shit, man. So that can be very confusing to the public. I believe Charlie over at the Boltwork was talking about this, too. It's just like, wow, man. I mean, you know, we got to get out of these tribal monologues because... anyway, what I notice about this is the people that say there's no there are never really getting into the details of this indictment. They just say that. And so when I post these things, these quotes from Trump, and they're very disturbing, nobody wants to deal with them directly, right? And this is going to be a problem when it comes to court, see, because what everybody's playing with out here, right, in the cyber world is all this bullshit. When they're going to cut through that when they get to the court case. So even if he did know, but what's he going to do? Let's think about this for a second. Let's speculate and say Mark Meadows is also going to be testifying against Donald Trump. And that's a real, real plausible likability at this point from what we know. Okay? This is a huge problem. Because Mark Meadows is going to more than likely testify, and we know this through other people's testimonies from the January 6th hearing, and he's probably going to confirm what Cassidy Hutchinson was saying, and that is that President Trump told Mark Meadows numerous times that he knew that he had actually lost the election. So let's vision for a minute here, and so Mark Meadows is going to be on the stand, and he's going to testify in detail, maybe six or eight or a dozen times that the president acknowledged that he had actually lost the election. That's going to be a big problem, right? And then Donahue and, Rosenberg, the deputy attorney general. So if you take the time, and this is one of the things I posted on Dan and Amy's thread there, and this is what people don't like. So in the indictment, it talks about he had called the acting attorney general and the deputy into his office, and he's talking about all the fraud and the dead people and the space aliens changing the votes and all that. And once again, for the 1,000, I'm hyperbolic there, but once again, they're telling him, sir, there is no, we've looked at this, there's no corruption, there's no outcome determinative fraud. Right? They tell him this once again. What does he respond? just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest up to me and the Republican Congress. This is going to be a big problem. Now, both of these individuals took the stand on January 6th, and they're going to take the stand again. This is going to be a big problem. Then there's also the aide that testified at the January 6th, that she had stopped by the Oval just to see how Donnie was doing. And he was sitting and he was watching TV. And he said, "Can you believe I lost to this fucker?" And she's going to testify that at. And so, in reality, when all of it, and there's going to be more than this, right? Because the indictment is just a teaser. There's going to be a lot more. So we're in court, and let's say maybe six people get up and testify under oath that Donald Trump told them, which General Milley also is going to testify to that, and there was other Joint Chiefs of Staff. Those people might testify. What are you going to do? Just envision this for a second. All of these people take the stand and say that Donald Trump told me that he knew the election was stolen. So you have all of this testimony. Think for a minute. How is Trump going to defend himself? A lot of these things are his word and their word. How's he going to... He'll have to take the stand. You see the problem here? There's a whole lot of evidence that he actually knew that the election wasn't stolen. Playing the tape of Steve Bannon 3 days before the election, articulating a strategy, quote-unquote, to lie about the election. I mean, there is a lot of evidence that Trump definitely knew. But again, it doesn't... The case doesn't hinge on him really believing this because you're still not allowed. But I think there's a really good argument that he did know. I mean, we can't get into Trump's head, right? And of course, he's not going to admit it. But seriously, in a court of law, when all of these people take the stand, what is he going to do? Who's going to take the stand in his defense? Nobody's thinking about this. That's why... You know, Dan, quit shining people on, man. This is, you know, a very serious indictment. It's extremely, extremely serious. Huh? I heard an interesting song, huh? You know, I'm so excited. I'm so indicted, and I just can't fight it. And I'm about to go to jail, and America likes it. Oh, I'm so indicted. And I just can't fight it. And my defense ain't airtighted. And I know the only... how's it go? And I know the unindicted co-conspirators can bite it. I don't know who wrote that, but it's a pretty good little jingle there. Just on the funny, sarcastic end of things. But seriously, this is really, really serious. And it's really sad to see someone like Dan Proft be such a water carrier. And he was talking about... Bill Barr's blind spot, because Bill Barr was saying this is a very serious indictment, and Dan, you ought to take a look at your own blind spot, buddy, and look at your comment section there on YouTube. You know, there's this other guy that's a troll, and he's always like rolling these things, and I'm posting intelligent, relevant comments in this for dialogue, and you guys just won't grapple with it, and that's very telling. Right? That means that you don't want to have to deal with these pesky little facts. But that's not going to... And you can get away with that. You can get away with sticking your head in the sand, putting the blinders on. You can get away with that on the Super Chat or live chat feed on American Morning Answer, Dan and Amy's YouTube channel. You can do that all day long. But I'm telling you, that shit is not going to fly in the courtroom. That's where the rubber meets the road, where the wheel meets the chair, right? That's where it's all going to come down. And nobody's talking about stuff in detail. As far as the people that are saying that there's no there, and there's no relevancy to this. So did Trump, I would say most reasonable people can reasonably conclude that yes, indeed, Trump knew the election wasn't stolen. There's pretty much no doubt on that. But in the long run, keep in mind, it doesn't matter, because even if he believed the election was stolen, what they did with these electors is just really creepily illegal from so many directions. We'll get into that on a podcast as well, so we can go over the details of that. But a lot of people are going to come forward and testify. And, you know, Mike Pence is going to put Trump in jail. Really good to see him somehow all of a sudden get a sack, and his cabal of crackpot attorneys. Mike Pence is going to really do damage. You got to think about this, Dan. Dan, are you thinking? The Vice President of the United States is going to get on the stand, who took very in-time notes, very detailed notes of what was happening, and he's going to get on the stand. Ooh, this is not cool, dude. This is not good for the Trump team. And let's go one further and say Mark Meadows, and that I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen here. When we look at, first of all, he's not a unindicted co-conspirator, right? That's kind of odd. Not that he couldn't be added later, but he's not. We also noticed that after he went in and spoke with prosecutors, he has not tweeted and has pretty much been silent. That's kind of odd. Then he's been asked numerous times from reporters over the last couple weeks questions concerning January 6th. And he says, I will not talk or answer any questions having to do with January 6th. All of that kind of points towards that Mark Meadows is going to be testifying. And, oh my God. Like I said, you guys just got hit by a freight train, but you're in such denial, you don't even realize you just got run over. You're gonna realize it, but you literally were just struck by a freight train. These are big time witnesses that are coming, and like I say, you can get away with all that Twitter monkey turd rolling on Twitter and social media, but that's not the real world, and it's really a shame that you can't have. You know, you would think you'd be able to go on a show, or not on the show, but in the chat on a Dan and Amy morning show, and have some sort of intelligent dialogue with people. And it just seems like ain't happening, man. If it's not a bunch of name-calling and soundbite tossing, people just don't seem to be interested in it. Just as an example, I posted about three different sections of the indictment where it's the one where you're too honest, right? He's asking once again Mike Pence to do something that is illegal, and he won't do it. And he says, you're too honest. Man, that's not going to be cool, man. or when he's telling the deputy attorney general and the acting attorney general, just say that it is. See, these are really, really problematic. And not a single person has, what did that lady say? Oh, if you're so sure that he was lying, why are you questioning it? The fuck kind of response is that? I'm not questioning it for me. I'm putting it to you because you probably didn't read the indictment, right? So you sidestep and make me the topic. See, and this is how you know these guys are in trouble. If they weren't in trouble, that person or anybody over there would be able to make an educated reply or rebuttal, but they don't do that. And sorry, Dan, you better see your own blinders, because you just got hit by a freight train, my friend. Or Donald Trump just got hit by a freight train. And this is going to be very, very interesting. I now have donation buttons, as you see on my website here, if you feel like having a mutually beneficial exchange. If you find value in my commentary, help support independent journalism. It's very needed in our world today, and your support is very much appreciated. I also have a members area here where I have podcasts and other content and from members, and that's $9.99 a year. You can gain access to all of that. Please share my posts and my podcast for those that are available on the free end. Let's keep on going here, and let's make an effort to be objective here and maybe see our own blind sides, right, Dan? Because, yeah, I'm sure Bill Barr has some blind sides, but buddy, you got some major thick rose-colored glasses on, huh? He's so indicted, and he just can't hide it.